From Puck, the Comic Weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, fearless adventurer, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, is now deep in the jungles of South America. Accompanying Jim are his two friends and fellow adventurers, Lil DeVril and Kulu. All three of them have been made prisoner of a native tribe because they attempted to rescue a girl named Nora Malone. They were all about to be killed to avenge an insult to the native sun god when they discovered that Nora, far from being a prisoner, was actually hailed by the natives as their sun goddess. Jim thought that might be a passport to safety for all four of them, but he discovered that the warning of the native chief was right, that the natives would obey Nora, their goddess, but they would never allow her to go free alive. Jim discovered this when, as Nora attempted to leave the village, she was immediately surrounded by natives.
Nora, look, they're coming toward you, closing in.
Chief, tell you, girl never leave here alive.
Now I can see that for myself.
Mr. Bradley, what's going to happen to me? You can't leave me here alone, you can't.
Easy, Nora, easy. We don't want to give the natives any idea that you're frightened. That would never do now.
But I am frightened.
Just take it easy. The chief and I have a little matter to settle. Then I want to talk to you. Lil?
Yes?
Kolo? Come back here. Both of you take the sun goddess into the temple.
You too? Are you going to call me a goddess too?
Just trust me, Nora. There's a way out if we don't become panicky.
Well, all right. I trust you.
Now, chief, let's all go back into the temple. We've got to have a talk.
Girl, not leave.
I know. But I want to have a talk with you anyhow, so come on.
Chief, go with you.
Over this way.
What man have to say?
Look, you got us into this. You and your phony story that this girl is a sun goddess. And it's up to you to get us out. That is, if you value your life.
What try believe that is so?
I don't know what your plan is, why you picked on Nora. But you've got to make it possible for her to leave here.
Chief can do nothing.
Then you had better think about it. We can turn your own tribe against you. We can prove to them what a hoax you pulled on them.
How you prove this?
We'll talk to them. We'll tell them.
They not believe.
Oh, yes, they will.
Drums bring goddess as prophecy say. Tribe see that. Believe that only.
Look, don't give me that stuff. Now what is it? Money? We'll pay you. Just let the girl go.
Girl not go.
Is there anything that will make you do it?
Girl not go.
All right, all right. Now what about us?
You go anytime, anytime.
I see. Well, I'll have to talk it over with my friends.
Chief, leave you. Talk all you like.
Well, Nora, I did my best.
You mean he won't?
He'll let us go. He even seems glad to get rid of us, but not you.
Oh.
He's adamant on that. I tried threats. Even offered him money, thinking that ransom was his game, but nothing worked. The man's got his mind made up.
Well, then why don't we fight for it?
Fight? Nora, we haven't got a chance. And I'm sure he's not bluffing when he says they'd rather kill you than let you go.
But, Jim, we have to do something.
Yes, you're right, Lil. We have to do something. That's why we have to get Nora's consent to do it.
What does that mean?
Yes, Mr. Bradley, my consent to what?
Nora, your rescue in the long run depends on our getting away from here.
You'd leave me here alone?
I'm afraid we have to.
Oh, no. No, please don't.
It isn't a matter of choice, Nora.
No, you can't do it. You can't.
Oh, please, Nora. Listen to Jim. He isn't deserting you. Once we're free and away from here, we'll have the opportunity and the means of setting you free. Isn't that so, Jim?
That's right. There'll be no small job getting you away from here. Now, without weapons, without numbers, boy, we can't last 5 minutes. Any attempt now will be futile.
So please believe us, Nora. We'll be back for you.
And don't you see, Nora, you'll be safe here. You might not like it, but you'll be safe. The same natives who would kill you if you tried to leave will give their lives to keep you safe.
But I can't face it. I can't.
Look, Nora, you've got to think of someone else now.
Someone else?
Yes. Your father. Every moment we spend here means that your father is getting deeper into danger, further from rescue. You can give us the chance to get away from here. We'll find your father and bring him back.
But I may never see him anyhow.
We'll come back to rescue you. And when we do, your father will be with us. I promise you that.
And I just have to wait.
Oh, please, dear, for your father's sake. Be strong this once.
Oh, all right. I'll try.
Good. Now remember, your power here is supreme. You can have anything you wish. Prevent anything you wish. The only thing you can't do is leave.
Well, how will I know when you're coming back?
Well, in some way, we'll try to get word to you. Don't you worry.
All right. I'll do my best to see it through for my father's sake.
That's
good,
the girl.
Good girl. Now, Lil, Colo, you and I will leave here.
Okay.
Nora, you play your part in this by coming with us outside the temple to where all the natives are waiting. Now, when we get there, you must do something that will show them that we're your friends. That's our passport to safety.
What shall I do?
I don't know. Wait, I have it. Those bracelets they adorned you with.
Yes.
Give each of us one of those. That'll show the natives we're your friends and are not to be attacked.
All right. I'll do it.
Come on, then. Colo, Lil, let's go.
Right.
Now, Nora, the bracelets.
All right. Lil, come forward. There. I give you a gift of friendship.
Put it on my arm. Go ahead.
There. Now, Colu?
Yes, Miss Nora. Colu, hold out hand. You put on bracelet.
There. Now, Mr. Bradley.
Keep up the attitude, Nora. You're doing fine. Here's my arm.
And there's the bracelet, Mr. Bradley. Come back, Mr. Bradley. Come back for me.
Well, poor Nora, left alone for the time being, goddess, and yet captive of the native tribe. Will she ever see her friends again? Will she know freedom once more? Stay tuned for the rest of this adventure of Jungle Jim in just a moment. You know, it's good to sit back and relax, let your imagination run wild, do a little daydreaming. And that's where Puck the Comic Weekly comes in. You'll find page after page in brilliant full color of events and people who live in an exciting dream world. That's why Puck the Comic Weekly makes reading time adventure time. That's why grown-ups and youngsters in over 7 million homes wouldn't miss a single issue. And it's why the Sunday papers that distribute Puck the Comic Weekly are the leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. So ask for the Sunday paper that carries Puck the Comic Weekly every week. When you see the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, you're looking at America's favorite funnies. And now to an unexpected turn of events that will directly concern Jungle Jim. Jim, Lil, and Colu have gained their freedom from the native tribe, but in return, they had to leave Nora Malone there. Now we find them at their campsite, where they are getting ready to start the trek further into the jungle in an effort to find Nora's father, the original object of their search.
That poor girl. The look in her eyes as we started walking away.
Yes, it's a rough deal for her, Lil.
It certainly is.
But in the long run, I think she'll be safer there than with us.
Yes.
Natives, keep Nora safe. Only trouble, how we get her back.
It will take a bit of doing, Colu. But first we should get going and find Nora's father. Now that we're just the three of us, we can travel faster.
We might go upriver by canoe.
I wouldn't chance that.
Chance? What chance?
Lil, you don't think we're safe just because we're away from there, do you?
Well, the chief said we were free to go.
Yes, free to go. But he didn't say how long we'd live. And a native canoe manned by those husky natives would overtake us in no time.
You think he'd want to kill us?
Why not? Alive, we're a threat to his control of the tribe. And we might be back at any time to rescue her. He knows that. If he had his way, we'd be dead now.
Then it was only Nora's knowing us that saved us.
Tuan Jim right. Chief play strange game. Colu wonder why he need girl.
The same thing's been going through my mind. Colu, keep your rifle handy. That's the one good thing. We still have our rifles.
Well, I'd feel safer with revolvers. They're easy to use and quicker, too.
The chief's got those. Must be mighty proud of his souvenirs.
Jim, what Colu said about the chief's playing a strange game, what did he mean?
Well, Colu and I both have the same idea, Lil. There's more to the chief's game than what we've seen up to now. He didn't need the girl just to control his tribe. He had control of them before. And If you remember the first time he came to see us...
That's when he offered to be our guide, to find Nora's father.
That's the point. He knew about her father.
Oh.
So maybe his interest in Nora has something to do with that.
You mean he's holding her for a reason connected with her father?
It's a possibility, Lil. A very good possibility.
Well, I don't see how or why.
Neither do I yet. But we've got to find him. And the sooner we start going after him, the better. Kolo.
Yes, Tunjim.
We better break camp as soon as possible and get on our way.
Jim, it's been almost 2 days. How long do we go on?
Until we find Mr. Malone.
Oh. We better off now than before. Tuan Jim's arm better. Miss
yes.
Lil can walk. And natives not harm us.
Well, I know that, and that's fine. But the Amazon jungle is a big place, and we could go on searching for months and years and not find him.
Can't be much further. We passed camps they've made and left. And each one seems more recent than the one before. We'll find him, because at least we're on the right trail.
Last camp even show Mr. Malone could be there not more than a week ago.
That's right, Kolo. It was established and left since the last rain. The unscattered condition of the ashes from the campfire told us that. So we'll find Mr. Malone at his very next stopping place, or at most at the one after that. I'd say we have 2 days to go, or three at the most.
Tuan Jim, right.
And what's he going to say when we tell him about Nora?
That depends on what kind of a man he is. If he doesn't lose his head, he'll realize that action and action alone can save him.
Tuan Jim.
What, Kolo?
Look there, Tuan Jim.
Smoke.
That's right. A thin cloud of white smoke rising straight up.
I know that kind of smoke. Campfire.
Mr. Malone's?
I'd bet on it. Well, Lil, it seems that there's the answer to your question.
Oh, at last. When I think we came so many thousands of miles from the States just to find him, it seems too good to be true.
Just think how Nora would feel now if she knew we finally found him.
How far is it to the camp, Jim?
Half a mile, no more.
Well, then let's go the rest of the way as fast as we can. I can't wait to make sure that we're right.
Okay, we step up the pace.
Okay. I wonder what we say. Maybe Mr. Malone, I presume. Something historic like that.
I guess we won't have any trouble greeting each other.
Jim, gunshots.
Yes, and aimed at us.
But Jim, maybe not so easy to greet Mr. Malone. Maybe Mr. Malone think we enemy.
Well, Jim now faces a difficulty he never figured on. Will Mr. Malone believe Jim to be a friend sent by his daughter, or will he think Jim an enemy to be fought and overcome? We'll find out next week when we resume our adventure with Jungle Jim. You'll find still other adventures with Jungle Jim when you read Puck, the Comic Weekly, and you'll find page after page in brilliant full color devoted to your other favorite features, too. Features such as Blondie, Bringing Up Father, The Lone Ranger, Little Annie Rooney, Dick's Adventures, more than 24 of them. Leading Sunday papers from coast to coast are distributors of Puck, the Comic Weekly, and over 20 million readers from coast to coast look forward to its action-packed pages each week. So ask for it by name at your news dealers. Tell him you want the Sunday paper that contains Puck, the Comic Weekly. And join us again next week for another exciting radio episode with Jungle Jim.